This is a Hot Pie Media original.
You've built up equity in your home, so why not let it work for you? Now is the time to use that equity to pay off high interest rate credit cards, build a home office, or make upgrades to your house or office. But start with Supreme Lending, and you won't need to make another search. Supreme Lending does it all. That's underwriting, closing, funding, and it's all done locally. And because Supreme Lending handles the entire process, you're going to get the best rate, lower closing costs, and a faster turnaround. With Supreme Lending, everything is done, on average, in less than 22 days. Supreme Lending is a full-service mortgage lender in all 50 states, founded in 1999, an Inc. 500 company, and named an annual lender in excellence by LendingTree and a top tech lender by Mortgage Tech. You don't want to run to some out-of-market bank where you're just a number. Turn to someone local and accountable with a proven track record, and that's John McClellan and his team at Supreme Lending. I've known John for years. If you want it even more yourself, just check out his popular podcast on iTunes. Local, accountable, proven, that's Supreme Lending. Search John McClellan, that's McClellan Supreme Lending. Or you can call 512-368-9100. That's 512-368-9100.
This is the Jeff Ward Show.
Okay, most of you will you'll agree with this. I hope that, you know what the term groomer has done? Groomer is the political on-ramp of 2022 and beyond. I think the term groomer in this disturbing way is this line in the sand within the Republican Party. Like, Trump was the line in the sand in the Republican Party. I don't think Trump is the line in the sand in the Republican Party anymore. I think the term groomer and all that comes with it is the line in the sand in the Republican Party. Here's what I mean. You're either all in with Marjorie Taylor Greene and Ron DeSantis and the groomer ticket, or you're not. And if you're not, trust me on this, you support pedophiles. There. That's it. That's the issue of the day. That is the on-ramp for the party. That is the defining line of the party. Now, sensible people, of course, know that schools are not grooming our kids. Let me emphasize that sensible people know that. I think you're crazy to argue otherwise. I think you're either crazy or you're arguing otherwise to influence crazy people so you get reelected. That's what I think is going on. But it really is this line now. I mean, it is the flashpoint. If you're not on this side and you're not running around throwing the term groomer and all that comes with it at people, then you're the other side and you're the Mitt Romneys and you're a sucker, you lose, and you're in favor of pedophiles. It's that simple. It's now, I think it's word terrorism. You want to say slander, go ahead. If you want to say defamation, go ahead. I think it's sort of word terrorism. And I think it's already being backed up. I think it's a verbal hand grenade. It's not something you would say about anyone lightly. Usually, it would start a fight. Usually, it really is defamation. Usually, it meets the standard of slander. But it is a hand grenade thrown at crazy people. That's how dangerous I think this is. See, I think on one side, the Marjorie Taylor Greens and the Ron DeSantis and maybe even Trump, they're just doing it because they know it's the way to get reelected. The irresponsible part of this is it's a hand grenade thrown into crazy people, and the crazy people are going to react. It's going to end badly. They just want to get reelected. They found an easy way to do it, sadly, and they're going to keep it up. But it's a hand grenade. It's going to end, and it's already dangerous, and it's going to end badly. You can say, well, it's the same thing as arguing about entertainment influencing crazy people, right? We can't idiot-proof this, Jeff. Well, actually, you can, yes. Groomer is not the same thing as arguing about what a video game does to someone. Groomer is a pretty horrible thing, an awful thing to say about someone, and those are fighting words. A crazy person reading Catcher in the Rye is not the same thing. This is inciting the crazy person. This is that hand grenade. This is word terrorism. What you've done is, this is exactly what the QAnon thing was about. You've taken people that are predisposed to being crazy, my opinion, and you've super fed them something that's going to set them off. And it's going to work for you, and you're going to get reelected because of it. But I don't think it's outrageous to say you're going to live with the consequences because you're the one that started this. You're the one that threw the hand grenade in there to make people mad and to make them crazier to get their vote. I'll give you an example. It's already happened exactly what I told you. GOP groomer smears are sparking a new wave of anti-LGBT violence. It's already happening. It's going to get worse. Here's a Harvard Law School cyber law clinic researcher. The tactic is a way to intimidate LGBTQ people and stir up terrorism against them. That's her words, not mine. It's going to happen, and it's already happening. One of the hallmarks of embarking on a path towards genocidal conduct is not just the dehumanization of someone, it's the absolute suppression of any empathy to them as a human being, and that's where groomer and these grooming attacks come in. This is a hand grenade dropped into crazy people. Now, how do you think that's going to end? The Austin Chronicle Hot Sauce Awards is for the best of the best, and ATX Hot Sauce walked away with multiple awards in multiple categories. Honey Bee Hot is my favorite, but you'll find your own. Created in Austin, the ATX mission is simple. Flavor first, heat second, and local all the way. You'll love their merch too. Order today. Go to ATXHotSauce.com. That's ATXHotSauce.com. It's not just a hand grenade thrown in. This is the line in the sand in the entire party now. Data collected, okay, traces the revived weaponization of the word from the message board 4chan. 4chan became famous because that's where that anti-Semite was playing around, hanging out, super serving himself before he, of course, went into that synagogue outside of Pittsburgh and shot the place up. It is the worst place to drop a hand grenade. It's a dangerous place. And it's being used to get reelected. There's no substance to this. Trolls called on Twitter users to disrupt conversations. This is what's going on now. To disrupt conversations among LGBTQ people with the phrase, okay, groomer. Watch how fast this starts to be used. Okay, watch this. Okay, groomer, which is a play on the Gen Z meme, okay, boomer. They're saying this, now this is going to spread, to popular far-right personalities and media figures while Republican elected officials and their staff characterize opposition to their anti-grooming agenda as pro-pedophile. And you say, okay, yeah, whatever, Ward. I mean, I'm not a crazy person. Yeah, but somebody is. Somebody is. Mentions of the grooming meme peaked on Twitter the day after the passage of Don't Say Gay Bill. This is not accidental. This is how to get reelected and getting reelected on a crazy topic, on a crazy issue with crazy people. This is far more than taxes or immigration. Following the Walt Disney Company's public opposition to Don't Say Gay, conservatives organized anti-grooming rallies and promoted accusations the company is pro-groomer. When did our public schools, any schools, become what are essentially grooming centers for gender identity radicals, says Fox News personality Laura Ingraham. Okay, that's BS, not true, but someone hearing that, who's already predisposed, think how dangerous that is. Okay? You've dropped a hand grenade. You know what the scariest thing, I won't go into great details, when you host a talk show, you're in the public eye at all. You're in the public eye. This is now turning teachers and school people into the public eye. They are now, to some people, they're now dangerous people. You've thrown them into the place that talk show hosts and others have always been. The most dangerous person out there is the person that is reconciled. God told me to kill you, so I will. That's the most dangerous person out there. I know most... You're not that. Somebody is, though. And these politicians, to get reelected in the easiest, simple, dumbed-down way possible, not taxes, not immigration, not war, none of the thinking stuff, They've taken this hand grenade of this term, done it on purpose, done this on purpose. And they've taken that hand grenade, and I'm telling you, they've tossed it into a pool of crazy people that are predisposed to do something terrible. Now, I'm not advocating the government censor. I'm just saying that I think it needs to sink in that this is not just one person, two people. I think my opinion is this is the line in the sand for the Republican Party. You're either going to take this position and you're going to run with it, and you're going to run with the Marjorie Taylor Greens because it's her face now, not Trump's. You're going to run with this or you're going to be called a pedophile. When you run with this, there are going to be consequences.
Thanks for listening. You can find more episodes and all of our other Hot Pie Media originals baked fresh daily at our home online at hotpiemedia.com, the Hot Pie Media YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.